Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Olei HaShalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom of the Amud, in the middle of the line, with the words Amar Rav Yudin. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Begins the Gemara, Amar Rav Yudin. Both the Charedim and the Pnei Moshe tell us that the machlokas we're going to have now in the Gemara between Rav Yudin and Rav Yitzchak is going back on the sheet of the Chachamim in the Mishnah, where the Chachamim said that Atochen Antanu, the Tefillah of Havdalah during Shemana Esrei, is said with the bracha of Atochen El Adam Das. The question, the machlokas that we're going to have between Rav Yudin and Rav Yitzchak is, at what point do we say Atochen Antanu? Is that said before Atochen El Adam Das, or is it said after Atochen El Adam Das? Says the Gemara, Om Rav Yudin, Oimer Matbeya Bracha V'Acher Kach Mavdol. He first says the language of the Bracha of Atochen El Adam Das, and then he says Havdalah. As the Pnei Moshe tells us, beginning five lines from the end of the Amid, on the right-hand margin, Oimer Madbeya Bracha, Shal Atochein Nein, Oimer Kula. He says the whole Bracha of Atochein Olam Das, V'achakach Omer Havdalah. And then he says Atochein Antanu, Kidei Lismach Oiso L'Atochein Nein, so that he can connect the Tfilah of Havdalah of Atochein Antanu to the Bracha of Atochein Olam Das. Says the Pnei Moshe, Ve'enai Koilah B'toich Madbeya Bracha. He doesn't put it like our minig is to put it inside the brach of Atochen Olam Das. No, he says the whole brach of Atochen Olam Das. He ends off Baruch Atah Hashem Chonon Ados, and then he says the tefillah of Havdalah of Atochen Antanu. That is the shita of the Pnei Moshe. However, the Gra disagrees, and the Gra holds that he says it before the end of the brach. Before he says Baruch Atah Hashem Chonon Ados, then he puts in Atochen Antanu. So the Iker part, the main part of the Brach of Atochonen, he says first. Then he says Atochen Antanu. He ends off, according to the Gra, Baruch Atah Hashem, Chonen Hados. This is the Shita of Rabbi Yudin. Back to the Gemara, V'saya Karebi, or as the Pnei Moshe has it, V'asya Karebi, that Rabbi Yudin is going according to the Shita of Rabbi. And we had Rabbi before on Daf Nun Amid Aleph, where the Rabbi Omar, Rabbi said, Timiani, I have a question, a wonder, how is it that Chazal stopped us from reciting the Brach of Chonon Hadas on Shabbos? You can't operate without Das. How can one daven Takarish Baruch Hu if he has no understanding, if he has no Das? So Rebbe said that he felt, we should say the Brach of Atochen Olam Das on Shabbos as well. But what do we see the idea that im ein deya tefillah minayin? So v'choy, meaning the same over here, im ein deya havdalah minayin. If there's no das, how can you be mavdal? How can you distinguish between or l'choyshech ben Yisroel la'amim unless you have a power of reasoning, of havchana, of distinguishing between one item and another? Im ein deya havdalah minayin, and therefore Das has to come first. Atochen Olam Das has to come first, and then comes Havdalah. According to the Pnei Moshe, Havdalah is after the entire bracha of Atochen Olam Das, and according to the Gra, it's right before the end of the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Chonon Hados, but it definitely follows the bracha of Atochen Olam Das Melamed Le'Enosh Bina. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yudin. Says the Pnei Moshe, three lines from the bottom. Ve'asya karebi d'amr per delil ba'alocha dala timiyani linyan tefillah v'achanami. Im ein deyo havdala minayin. Ve'hilkach shaycha havdala le'birchas atochein olam das. So havdala has a connection with the brach of atochein olam das. And first should come the das, and then followed by havdala. Once you have the das, then you can be mavdil. Back to the Gemara, on Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Elazar. However, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Elazar disagrees, and he holds Mavdil v'achkach oimer matbeya bracha. First, you're Mavdil, and then you say the bracha of Atochen Olam Das. Says the Charedim in the left-hand column, the last Charedim, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Upolga Rabbi Yudin. Rabbi Yitzchak is arguing on Rabbi Yudin. V'tami mefarshe kameh. We're going to learn the reason of Rabbi Yitzchak further in the Gemara. The halacha shein l'tvoya. Tzarch of Achi Avdil. A person should not ask from Hashem his needs until he makes Avdullah. We don't ask our needs on Shabbos. V'das echad mitzrachavu. And asking Hashem to give one seichel, knowledge and understanding, is one of a person's needs. So if you're not supposed to ask for your needs until you make Havdalah, so first has to come the Havdalah, and then comes the bracha asking Hashem for das. The Vilna Gaon tells us that our minig of putting Atochen Antanu after the beginning of the bracha, when we're giving Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're praising Hashem. Atochen Olam Dasum Lamed Lenishbina. So after we've praised Hashem, then we put in Atochen Antanu. And we put it Atochen Antanu before our request, our bakasha from Hashem of Chaneinu Me'itcha De'abina. Before we have a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Das, we put in Atochen Antanu. So in this way, says the Gra, we are fulfilling both Rabbi Yudin and Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yudin says, Emein Das Havdalah Minayin, that you need Das before Havdalah. So in fact, before we say Atochen Antanu, we're first saying the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Atochen Olam Das, so we're putting Das before Avdol. As far as Rabbi Yitzchak's request that one should first be Mavdil and then ask for his needs, and Das is one of his needs, so Ein Echanami, we put Atochen Antanu before Chaneinu Mitcha De'Bina Vasko. We make the request that Hashem should give us Seichel after we've said Havdalah of Atochen Antanu. So it's after the Shevach of Das and before the Bakasha, the request for Das, in the middle we put Atochen Antanu. This would fulfill both the requirements of Rabbi Yudin and Rabbi Yitzchak, and that is our minig. We now turn to Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. At the top, Rabbi Yeshua, when it comes to Havdalah, he has to say at least three separations, three distinguishing characteristics between two things in the Atochen Antanu, in the Havdalah. Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan, Amru, they said, Hapoiches lo yivches misholish. The least you can say is three. Vahamoisif, and the one who wants to add, lo yosef yosef mishiv avdolos, he should not add more than seven. And what he means to say is you have to say either three or seven. The Charedim is going to discuss that we actually say four. Let us see the Charedim inside. Top right hand column, Vavach lo yivches kloimer. Ein adam yotzi dechavos el im kein layivchais mishalish. A person is not yotzi havdalah unless he does not have less than three havdalahs. Ulafuke, this excludes miman diyam lekamei from the shita that we're going to have further, which is Rav Tanchum Barab Samoy, that he said that fill the bechadon off your yotzi even if you make only one havdalah, one separation. Now, what are the three? As the Rosh Sarilla brings down, this is a Gemara im Sochim in the Sugya on Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, Kuf Dalet Amid Aleph. So the three, Visholish Haim, Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Choyl, between holy and secular, Ben Or L'Choyish, between light and darkness, Ubein Yisrael L'Goyim, and between Jews and the Gentiles. I just saw recently in the Sefer from Moreinu, Rav Mordechai Gifters, it's all the Rosh Hashiva tells in the third volume of Mili the Igrois that was recently put out, that he says just as Oyer and Choshech, just like light and darkness, have no similarity and they are totally separated one from the other, so Bein Yisrael Agoyim, there is no connection, there is no comparison between the Goyim and the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. So these are the three that is a minimum that a person must say. Ask the Charedim, we say these three, but we say four. Masha Oimer, Ubein Yom HaShvi L'Shesh Yom Ma'aseh. We add on a fourth one between Shabbos and the 6 days of the week. Mishum D'Tzorach Loimer Me'ein Chasim Esamach Chasim. The halach is that when you're making this bracha, you have to end off right before you say the Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol, you have to end off with something that has a connection to the ending. So Yom HaShvi L'Sheish Shmir Ma'ase is connected to Kodesh and Chol, because Yom HaShvi is Kodesh and the Sheish Shmir Ma'ase is Chol. So it's not because Yom HaShvi is one of the Havdolah, as we're soon going to see, that a Havdolah is only something that the Torah itself was Mavdil. The Torah itself used words to separate between the two things. By Shabbos and Sheish Shmir Ma'ase, we don't find that the Torah used the word Havdolah. But since there is a Halacha that you have to end off Me'ein HaChasima, Somach HaChasima, near to the ending of the Bracha, you have to say something that has connection to the Bracha. So Me'mela, we end off with Yom HaShvi L'Sheish Shmir Ma'ase, even though it's not written in the Torah, but it has a connection with the Chasima of Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. Continues the Charedim, Ube Bavli Perik Avi Psachim, in the Bavli, in Psachim of Kuftal Ramadalv, Heviu Kozeb brings all this that the Charedim spoke out, Vahas Mefarsh Mayni Sheva, and there it's going to say what the seven are, because Rabbi Yochanan stated you can't do less than three and not more than seven. And then let's go back to the Gemara, the fourth line, Levi Yomar Ubevad, May Avdolis Amurz Betorah. Whatever you say in Atuchan Antonu, in Avdolah, has to be from a Avdolah which we find in the Torah. So whether it's three or seven, they all have to be found in the Torah. And in fact, these seven are all found in the Torah. Let us begin with the three that we say in Havdalah. So the first one is found in Vayikra, Perik Yud, Pasuk Yud, Ulahavdil Bein HaKodesh Uvein HaChol. So there you have the separation between what is holy and what is mundane. The second Havdalah that we say is Or and Choshech. So we have that in Bereishis Perik Aleph Pasuk Dalet, Vayavdil Elikim Ben Or Vein HaChoshech, Hashem separated between light and darkness. The third Havdalah that we say between Ben Yisroel Amim is found in Vayikra Perik Chav Pasuk Chavav, Va'avdil Eschem Min Amim, I will separate you, Kal Yisroel, from the nations. So these are the three which Rav Hoshea said, Bavad Shalai Yifchois, Mishalish Havdolis. And which Rabbi Yochanan said, whoever says Havdolis, the least you could say is three. But then Rabbi Yochanan added, Vahamoisif, Lo Yosef, Yosef Mishiv Havdolis. And they all have to be written in the Torah, as Levi says. Where do we find four more that are written in the Torah? So the fourth one is found in Dvorim Perikyud Pasuk Ches. That is the Havdolah between Shevet Levi and the Israel, as the Pasuk says, Hivdil Hashem Eshevet Levi. The fifth one is found in Divrei HaYomim Aleph, Perik Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel. This is the separation between Kohanim and Leviim. Once Hashem separated Shevet Levi from Yisrael, he further separated in Shevet Levi itself, Kohanim from Leviim. Vayibadil Aaron, who one of they were separated from the rest of the Leviim. The sixth one is between something that is pure and something that is not pure. This is found in the same post that we had before, Vayikra, Perik Yud, Pasuk Yud, Ulahavdil, Uvein HaTomei, Uvein HaTohar, between that which is pure and that which is impure. And the seventh one is a separation between the Mayim El Yoinim and the Mayim HaTachtoinim, the water that is on high, above the sky, and the one that's below the sky, the seas and the oceans and the rivers. And this is found in Bereishis, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, Vayavdel Bein Hamayim, Asher Mitachas Lorakia, Uvein Hamayim, Asher Me'al Lorakia. Continues the Gemara. We're on the fifth line on Nun Zayin Amad Aleph. Nochem Barab Samoy, or as the Shinin Nischois and Ois Beis tells us, Tanchum Barab Sinoi, Nafiguen Ad, Vmar, which means Va'omar, Beshem Avoy, in the name of his father, Vafilo Avdola Achas, it's enough to make even one Avdola. This is what the Charedim was referring to before, that Rav Hoshi at the top of the Yomid, when he said, La Yifchas Meshlosh Avdolos, he was being Memayate. He was excluding, he was arguing on the Shita of Nochem Barab Samoy, or as the Shinin Nischois says, he's called Tanchum Barab Samoy. He that holds one is enough. His father held that one is enough. And what is that one? Says the Charedim. That's the separation of Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. So the Charedim brings down V'achinami Omer Shaman the Bavli Psachim Kufkim Lamed Beis Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol Zui Havdalah Shor Rabbi Yudah Nasi. This was the Havdalah of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. He only made one Havdalah. So Rav Hoshi is excluding this sheet and says that no, one Havdalah is not enough. You have to make a minimum of three.
And as Rabbi Eichlin said, a maximum of 7, and they all have to be written in the Torah. So Tanchum Reb Simoi said over in the name of his father that a fil avdola achas, meaning hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol, which in fact is what we use to end the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol, and right before we put the me'ein achsima of ben yoy mashri l'sheish shmei amase, even though that's not written in the Torah, it's not really considered one of the avdolos, or else we would be saying 4, and you're only supposed to say 3, but that is just to put in a phrase, that's me'ein achsima of hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol.
In the next piece of Gemara, we will learn, according to the Pnei Moshe, who seems to give the best pashut pshat here in the sugya, and we'll take part of the Charedim as well. Let us see what the Gemara says and what the Pnei Moshe and the Charedim say. V'omer Rabavua, said Rabavua, v'tzorach lachsum b'havdola. We have to conclude the havdola with a word of separation, as we do, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. If you look in the Charedim, on Amar Rabavu, V'torach Lachsim Bavdolah, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. So the Pnei Moshe explains what exactly Rabavu is doing. Let us see the top Pnei Moshe, the top line, at the end of the line, Me'ato, L'divrei Rabavua, Do'amar, V'torach Lachsim Bavdolah, Umashma dal divrei Nochem b'Reb Simoi kamar. So the Pnei Moshe understands that the pshat in Rabbi Avuah, when he said v'tzorach lachsum b'havdola, he was going back on what Reb Nochem b'Reb Simoi, or we saw his name was Reb Tanchum b'Reb Simoi, what he said in the name of his father, that you're yotze even with one avdola, as Rabbi Yehuda Nasi used to do. And what's that one avdola? Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. So the Pnei Moshe says, on that of Rav Nochem bar Reb Simoi, Rav Avuah said, V'tzorach lachsum b'avdola. In other words, this is one of the brachas which has a psicha and a chasima. There are some short brachas, like Birchas HaPeiros, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'keim Al-Cholam, Boirei Priyoetz. There's no beginning and end. There's one bracha, or Birchas HaMitzvahs, Al Netilas Lulav, Al Mitzvahs Tzitzis, L'haniach Tfilin. There's one bracha, there's no beginning and end. So Reb Nochem, Reb Simoi said that you might say, even though you're only going to use one avdolah of Ben Kodesh L'chol, and the Pnei Moshe says that Reb Avuah is going back on that one avdolah of Reb Nochem. And on that he says that this is not one of the short brachas, but here they made a chasima also. Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. On that comes Rav Mona. The way the Pnei Moshe explains it, Rav Mona boy. The word boy, the Charedim says, means hiksher. Rav Mona had a question. Me'ata, listen what you're saying. Afilu pasach b'mavdil ben kodesh l'chol, v'chayzer v'chayzim b'mavdil ben kodesh l'chol. So let's look at the Charedim on this piece. Afilu pasach. Bishloy me'i pasach baruch atah Hashem hamavdil ben or l'chayzer ben Yisrael l'amim ben. If he would have started off with these other havdolos, then shapir chosim baruch atah Hashem amavdo ben kodesh l'chol, and there's no repetition. Ain kan kefil inyan. Avol liftoyach baruch atah Hashem amavdo ben kodesh l'chol. V'chayzer v'chayzim boy have a kefil. You're saying something twice. So that is Rav Mona's question. If you're telling me that Rav Avuah, when he says Tzorach Lachsim B'Avdola, is going back on Rav Nochem, that you're Yotze even with one Avdola of Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, so then what are you telling me? He's going to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. So let us see what Rav Yossi Barbun answers on this question, the way the Pnei Moshe is going to learn. Am Rav Yossi Barbun, V'loi Mibroch Shepoyskim Ben Beboruch V'chayisim Beboruchin. Is this not one of the brachas that you begin with a beginning, with a baruch, and you end with a baruch? It's not one of the short brachas. And when you're dealing with those kind of brachas, we find that the ending could be just like the beginning. Let's look first in the Charedim. In the middle of that Charedim that we were, Divrei Amasra Philip Pasach,
Says the Charedim, Veheshe Rabbi Yosef Rabun, Dein Zatema. This is not a question that you're asking. The Kain Derech HaBrachas, Shepoyschim B'Baruch, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Oyer, V'chaysim Yotzer Amoyros. Baruch Atah Hashem Asher B'dvor Marva Ravim, V'chaysim Baruch Atah Hashem Marva Ravim. V'afal Pishakan HaLoshin Shava Ligamri Tvei Me'osam, Lo Yichmasan. The Charedim says, here it's Mamish, if you're going to say your Yotzer with Ben Kodesh L'Choyl, and then you end off Baruch Atah Hashem Mavdol Ben Kodesh L'Choyl, then it's mamish the same. The rayas that the Charedim was bringing were not mamish exactly the same, because you say, you begin with Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Oyer, and you end off with Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMa'oyroi, so it's a little different. You start off Baruch Atah Hashem Asher B'dvor Marva Ravim, and you end off Baruch Atah Hashem HaMarva Ravim, so it's not exactly identical. Here you begin with Baruch Atah Hashem Hamavdul Ben Kodesh L'Choyl, and you end off Baruch Atah Hashem Hamavdul Ben Kodesh L'Choyl. It's identical exactly, but that doesn't bother me, says the Charedim. We see a precedent, but that by these kind of brachas that have a bracha at the beginning and a second bracha at the end, even if you're going to say all your yotzer with one havdalah of Ben Kodesh L'Choyl, it doesn't bother me that the next ending bracha is identical, as we find similarly by Marva Ravim, by Yotzer Amoris, that the ending is perhaps not identical, but very similar. So even if it's identical, it's not a problem. And let's go to the Pnei Moshe. Amar Rabbi Yosi Brabun, what's your wonder? Isn't Hamavdu Mekarshchol one of those brachas where Chazal were kaveya that you make a bracha at the beginning and at the end? Two brachas. You didn't say the rest. You only did what Rav Nachum said. Because you yoytze with one avdolah, and therefore, even if it comes out that it's identical, the first bracha with the ending bracha, we don't change it. As we find, like the Charedim says, we find precedent that when you have these double brachas, they have a similar ending to the beginning. So therefore, this problem that Ramona is asking on what Rav Avuah said, that Tzorach Lachsim Havdola is not a problem, even if he's going on Rav Nachum, who says there's only one Havdola of Amavdol Ben Kodesh L'Chol. So learns the Pnei Moshe, the Charedim learns a little differently, but for Parshat Pshat, the Mahalach of the Pnei Moshe seems to be the easiest to understand here in the sugya.
Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar ben Antignus, B'shem Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yanai, Zoysei Meres. This teaches us, She'osu lasis melocha atche yavdol, that it's also for a person to do melocha until he makes avdol. As the Pnei Moshe explains, that we have learned, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, at the bottom of Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis, that according to the Chachamim, that we say Atachan Antanu in the fourth bracha of Shemayna Esrei, connected with the fourth bracha of Shemayna Esrei, of Atachan Lamdas. And where does Rabbi Yitzchak tell us to say the Havdalah? He tells us to say it before Atachanin, because without Havdalah, you cannot ask for your needs. And wisdom and discernment and understanding, those are all needs that a human being has to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, the Havdalah comes first, and then the Bakashas Tzrachav. So the Gemara understood that where did Rabbi Yitzchak learn that from? Because Rabbi Yitzchak knew that there was a halacha that one cannot do melacha before he says Havdalah. Just like you can't do melacha before you say Havdalah, so too, you can't ask for your needs. You can't ask weekday activities for your needs. You can't ask either from HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you make Havdalah. So from the fact that we have learned Bakashas Tzrachav, his needs, can only be said after Havdalah from Isser Malacha, this shows us that there was a premise to begin with that it's usher to do Malacha until you make Havdalah. And that's what the Gemara says now. Kamodat Omar, usher lasis Malacha atche yavdol, since we had a premise that it's usher to do work until you make Havdalah. Uri Kavasa, and from that Rav Yitzchak learned that usher l'ladim l'tvoya tzrachav atche yavdol. Since both Malacha and Bakasha tzrachav are usher on Shabbos, just like Malacha only becomes mutter after you say Havdalah, so too
Bakashas Trachav only become mutter after you say Avdolah. So from this whole method that Rabbi Yitzchak used to learn out that Bakashas Trachav must come after Avdolah, we see that he accepted as a premise that Malacha was prohibited until one made Havdolah. So learns the Pnei Moshe Pshat in this piece of Gemara.
Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Zeira said in the name of Rabbi Lozer Bar Antignois, who was Berebi, he was Ben Rebbe, and this was said b'shem Rav Yanai, in the name of Rabbi Yanai, b'shem Rabbi Yehuda Berebi, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rebbe. Imloy, hivdol b'moitzer Shabbos, mavdol, afil b'chamisha b'shabbos. The question here is, how long after Shabbos can a person still say Havdolah if he didn't say it b'moitzer Shabbos? So the Gemara is saying they could say it until Thursday. The Charedim's Girsa, in the last short line in the right-hand column, is mavdol afil b'shlishi. And this is lahalocha, that we can only say it for 3 days until Tuesday night. He says it, in other words, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, as the Charedim brings down from the Run, that the Run says we find the same thing in Gittin, the Chad b'Shabbos, v'Trei b'Shabbos, v'Tlosser b'Shabbos, Boser Shabbos Mekri. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are considered after the preceding Shabbos. However, Revi, v'Chamishi, v'Shishi, Kami Shabbos Mekri. They are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are before the next Shabbos. So, Linyan Havdolah, you could say it as long as it still has a connection to the preceding Shabbos, which is until Tuesday night. So, the gears of the Charedim is Afilu B'Shlishi B'Shabbos. Hador Da'at Omar, continues the Gemara, B'Mavdu B'Kayash Shechol. When can you go until Tuesday night? That's only concerning the Baruch of Mavdu B'Kayash Shechol. Avil Boirim O'Reo Eish, about the Baruch of Boirim O'Reo Eish. Oimra Miyad, he has to say it right away. Says the Charedim in the first very wide line, he brings Rashi and the Rashbam in Pesachim Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. Im loy birch bayer mara eish b'layla b'moitzoy Shabbos shuv einam avarach shehoor niver b'moitzoy Shabbos. And so says the Pnei Moshe, since light was created b'moitzoy Shabbos, and we're saying it really has nothing to do with Avdolah, but just since this is the time when Adam Rishon discovered fire, so therefore, it can only be said on Moitzoy Shabbos, because that is the day, that is the time on Moitzoy Shabbos when Adam Rishon found fire. So concerning Havdalah, you could say it until Tuesday night, because those days are considered following the preceding Shabbos. But concerning Boyer Mar Reish, there's only one time during the week when that bracha can be said, and that is Omer Miyad. You have to say it immediately after Shabbos, and if you didn't say it after Shabbos, you can no longer say it the rest of the week. Continues the Gemara, Rab Zeira b'shem Rab Yehuda, and so also Rab Abba b'shem Rab Abba bar Yirmiya, they said, Afilu yontar shechal yos b'amitzar Shabbos, even if a person makes Havdolah on Moitzoy Yontiv, it's in the middle of the week, Oimer bein yom hashvi l'sheish miyamasa, in the Havdolah between Yontiv and the rest of the week, he says, Hamavdil bein yom hashvi l'sheish shemei hamasa. Even though the Pnei Moshe says, Afal pi she'ein achshav mitzvah Shabbos, even though now it's not yom hashvi, it could be Yontiv, let's say, ends the Wednesday night, Thursday night, it's no longer Yom Shvi, yet he says, Ben Yom Shvi L'Shei Yishmei Amas, as we learned earlier, this is not really one of the seven or three Havdolas. We add it just because, since we end off, Baruch Ato Hashem Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Choyl, so before you make a Chasima, you have to end off with a phrase that is connected to the Chasima. So the Ben Yom Shvi, which is Kodesh, and the Sheish Yishmei Hamaisa, which are Choyl, that is Me'ein, the Chasima of Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Choyl. So that could be said even on the end of Yontiv itself. Omar Rab Zeira, or Rab Zeira said to Rab Yehuda, how could you do this at the end of Yontiv? Do you still have 6 days? As you have on Moitzoy Shabbos, till the next Shabbos, you have 6 days. But do you have that when it comes from Yontiv? Till the next Shabbos, you have less than 6 days. And the Sefer Toldos Yitzchak says that really we could ask the same question on the preceding Shabbos. How can you say Havdolah on the preceding Shabbos? Ben Yom Hashvi L'Sheish Shemei Amasa. There's not Sheish Shemei Amasa. Tuesday night is going to be Yontif. Wednesday night is going to be Yontif. So you don't have the Sheish Shemei Amasa.
So the Gemara answers, Amar Lei, he responded, V'chiyesh tumah v'tahara lefanav. We have learned previously that one of the seven havdolos that one is allowed to say is Ben Tamei L'Tohar. Based on the pasuk, Havdol Ben HaTamei Uvein HaTohar. Now, when a person says this in the Havdol, is there in fact something Tamei and Tohar in front of him? Not necessarily. And yet he says Ben Tamei L'Tohar. So what's the pshat? He's not trying to say a practical, realistic, something that is totally in reality right now, that he has Tumah V'Tahara. He's just speaking, as the Pnei Moshe and the Charedim phrase it, he's speaking about the Seder Havdolos. He's speaking about the order of the Havdolos, what we find in the Bria. It doesn't have to be right in front of me now. So too, just like you could say Ben Tamei L'Tohar, and you don't have Tumah V'Tahara right in front of you, and yet we're speaking about the ability of Hashem, that he made a separation between Tumah and Tahara, so too he made a separation between the Sheish Yimei HaMaisa and Shabbos Kodesh, even if in the situation where you're in, there is no 6 days of Chol between the end of Shabbos or the end of Yontiv until the next Shabbos. That doesn't matter. We can still say that there is such a Havdalah between Yom HaShvi'i L'Sheish Yimei HaMaisa, and one is able to say it, and that's Me'enach Sima of Lahavdil Ben Kodesh L'Choil.
Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yirmiya said in the name of Rabbi Zira, who said in B'Shem Rabbi Chibarashi, Tzorch Loimer, Hochel Aleinus Hayom Sheish Me'amasa Habor Mekrosein L'Sholim. Begin for us the coming 6 days of the week that they should bring us Sholim peace. Rabbi Abba adds that in this tefillah that should be said near Havdolah, we should add v'hashmi'enu and cause us to hear b'hen sosav simcha. In the next 6 days, we should have joyous tidings. Rabbi Chizki b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya, he says we should add something else. Havineinu, give us discernment, v'lamdeinu, and teach us. Now, our minig is to incorporate a similar nusach in the Atochen Antonah that we say in Shemayna Esrei. We don't say this tefillah, at least most people don't say such a tefillah by Havdalah, but we say in the Atochen Antonah, we say, Avinu Malkeinu, Hochel Oleinu Hayomim Haborim L'Kraseinu L'Sholim. So we have a similar nusach in the Atochen Antonah that the Ribbono Shalom bring us days of peace. Continues the Gemara. We have just learned from Rabbi Chizki in the name of Rabbi Yirmiya that he says to add Havineinu V'Lamdeinu, and now the Gemara, since they mentioned Rabbi Chizki in the name of Rabbi Yirmiya, adds two other halachas that Rabbi Chizki said in the name of Rabbi Yirmiya. The next one is Rabbi Chizki b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya Ha'oinin Amin, those who answer Amin by Havdalah Tzrichin Litin Neinayim because Ve'Neim Ben Ner, they have to gaze at the coast of Yayin, and they have to also gaze at the Ner. And there are a number of interesting halachas here. The Rash Tzurillo, first of all, tells us what's the reason for this. The last words in the Rash Tzurillo on this Amid, V'taima ki hechi deloi nesich date mine. In order that the person should not have hesach adas, he should concentrate on what is being said, the brachas of Havdalah, and therefore by looking at the Ner and the Yayin, that will help his kavana. The Magen of Avraham brings a raya from this Gemara that a person can not just look, but gaze at two things at the same time. Because here we're telling him to gaze both at the Yayin and at the Ner Havdalah at the same time. Now, the Orach HaShulchan points out that this is not only halacha for those who answer Amen, but even for those who answer Amen. Certainly, the person who's making the Havdalah should concentrate, not have Hesach Adas, and he should gaze at the Ner, the fire of the Ner and the Yayin in the coast when he is making Havdalah. And the Paiskim point out that the Gemara only says to gaze at the wine and the fire, but there is no need to gaze at the psalmim. The final halacha of Rabbi Chizkiya in the name of Rabbi Yirmiya has nothing to do with Havdalah whatsoever. Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya, Arba Minim Shebelulav Nitolin Derech Duloihen. The four Minim, the Esrig, the Lulav, the Adasim, and the Ravis, they are taken as they grow. In the case of the Esrog, the Ukits, the stem has to be at the bottom, and the pitum, the top of the esrig,
where it comes like into a small point on top, or it actually has a piece of wood sticking out from the esrog, that's the pitum. So that has to be on top. So even though on a tree, when you see it grow, you see the pitum is at the bottom and the stem is on top, that's only because of the weight of the esrog. But it's actually growing from the tree with the stem at the bottom. And that's why when the person makes the bracha, he first turns it upside down so that he's not yotze the bracha, because you have to do the arvel asiyosan. But after the bracha is said, he puts the uketz at the bottom and he puts the pitum on top. And so with all the minim, they have to be done in that way, because that is derech kidulei, and that's the way that they are growing, and that's the way they have to be taken for the mitzvah. And we are now ready to turn to Daf and Zayin Amid Beis and begin Halacha Gimel, the next Mishnah.
Begins the Mishnah, Ho'imer Al-Khan Sipur, Yagiu Rachamecho. If someone says in his davening that on a bird's nest you, Hashem, have bestowed your mercy, as the Pnei Moshe tells us here in the top of the right-hand column, that this is a tefillah. K'moy shehigiu rechamecha al kan tzipor, just like you have bestowed your mercy on the nest of a bird, v'gozarta, and you were gozer in the Torah, in Parshas Kisetzei, loisika cha'em al abadim, that one should not take a mother together with its children, a mother bird, kain chos v'rachem olenu, so you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should have mercy on us. The Mishnah goes on to say that in that case is Mishaskin Oisai. We tell him to be quiet. We silence him. Why? Says the Pnei Moshe, She'oisem idosev shal yizborach rachamim. Because he is making the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into mercy, that Hashem commanded this mitzvah because Hashem has mercy over his creations. V'hein einon elegzeris melech alavodav. And really, this mitzvah is a law that Hashem has decreed upon his avodim, upon his subjects. The Pnei Moshe is quoting the first reason that's given in the Bavli and Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, where the Gemara there explains the reason for our Mishnah that Ho'im Ra'al Kan Sipri Yagiru Rachamecha is Mishaskin Oisai. A second reason is offered there in the Bavli, because a person who says such a tefillah, he's matil kina b'maisa bereishis. He causes jealousy amongst HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations, because the other creations will say, why, Hashem, did you have mercy only on the birds and you didn't have mercy on your other creations? Actually, the Ramban in Parsha Kisetzei tells us that it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had mercy over the bird, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us to have mercy. When you want to take a nest with a mother and its birds and its little offspring, don't take everything. Leave something over. Send away the mother. This Ramban is quoted in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer in Or HaChaim Simen Kuf, and there the Chasam Sofer uses this Ramban to resolve a chakira of the Chavos Yoyer. The Chavos Yoyer has a question whether the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKeng is chiyuvis or kiyumis, which means, is there an obligation for a person when he comes upon a bird's nest, whether he wants to take the young offspring or not? He has an obligation. He must shoo away. He must be megaresh the mother. That would make it into a obligatory mitzvah, mitzvah chiyuvis. Or is he only makayim a mitzvah, meaning if he wants to take the whole nest, so the Torah told him, you have to send away the mother. If you want to walk away and not take anything, no problem. Then you have no obligation to do anything. That would be called a mitzvah kiyumis. Says the Chasam Sofer, from this Ramban in Parsha Kisetzei, it would be obvious that we could only consider this mitzvah a mitzvah kiyumis. Because if the whole purpose of the mitzvah is to teach Klal Yisrael to have rachmanis, not that Hashem had rachmanis, but that we should learn to have rachmanis when we want to take everything, we should have mercy and leave something over, then obviously it's only a mitzvah if you want to take everything, then leave something over. But let's say I want to take nothing. So then, how could it be that in a place where the Torah is trying to teach you Rachmanis, that here the Torah would be telling you, you're mechuyev to take the mother and chase her away? That's an action of achzorius, of cruelty, of separating the mother from its offspring. in the Motkin where the Torah's purpose is to teach Rachmanis, you're going to do an act of Achzorius, and therefore the Chassam Sofer says, we see clearly from that Ramban in Chumash, that it is not an obligatory mitzvah, even if you don't want the offspring to shoo away the mother. To see more on this Ramban, and actually there's a steer in the Ramban there in Chumash to the Ramban in Masechet Kedushin of Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph, you can see more about it in the Sefer I was zeichet to write Oir HaOirais in the section Oir HaLocha Simen Aleph. Continues the Mishnah that if a person said something else, there's also a din of Mishaskan I say. The Al Toiv Yizachar Shemecha, as the Charedim says on the second line, Pirush Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah explains the Mashma Al Toiv, the Lo Ala Rod, that we should only bless Hashem for the good and not for the bad. Your name will only be remembered for the good that you do, Hashem, but not for the bad. We're not going to give praise to you for for that which appears to us to be bad. And we know, Utnan Lekamei, Perek HaRoya, in Halacha Hey, in Perek HaRoya, it states in the Mishnah there, Chayiv Adam Levarach HaLaro, Kishem Shem Levarach HaLatoiv, a person has to bless Hashem for what seems to be bad, just like he blesses Hashem for the good. So if a person says only Val Toiv Yizachar Shemecha, the halacha is Mishaskin Oisoi. Or there's a third case where Mishaskin Oisoi, and that is if he says Moidim Moidim. As the Pnei Moshe explains, the Mechzi Kemekabu Shtei Rishuyos. If he says twice Moidim, it looks like there are two deities, and he's accepting upon himself the Malchus, the kingdom of two deities, and he's thanking these two deities. So that would be Apikursus. We find in the Yerushalmi that this halacha is only by a shliach tzibur, the one who's leading the congregation in the davening. But by a yachid, if he says moidim moidim, then we say that he's not giving homage to two deities, but rather it's a way of pleading with Hashem. Hashem, Hashem, he means only one deity, but he's saying twice Moedim because it's in a form of supplication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then it would not be a halacha of Mishaskin Isai. Continues the Mishnah, a person is a Shliach Tzibur, and he is going in front of the ark as the Shliach Tzibur, Vitor, and he made a mistake. What kind of mistake did he make? Says the Charedim, V'dilag achas mea brachas. He skipped over one of the brachas. V'afil kishamaskir noisoi. And even when we remind him, Eini yodei alachsum kaimai, he gets all bewildered, and he's unable to compose himself and to go back to the place where he skipped that bracha. Kach pir shatur barachayim. The Ptur in Arachayim explains that this is the type of mistake that he made here. So since he cannot get his composure to continue davening, Yavar Achar Tachtav, continues the Mishnah, someone else should be called up to complete the Shemoneh Esrei. And at that moment, when he's called up, he does something out of the ordinary, because normally a person has to refuse the initial request for him to daven for the Amid. But at Veloy Yesarvin Boisheshua, at that moment when the tefillah is cut in half and there's a pause and the whole tzibur is waiting for the tefillah to continue and there's tirchet tzibura, the tzibur is waiting anxiously for the tefillah to proceed, that is not a time to refuse. A person should immediately go up and complete the Shemoneh Esrei. As the Charedim tells us, V'lo yesarvim b'yis ha'shol, l'fi sh'shar yodim l'fnei ha'tevet tzrichim l'sarv pamachas. Anybody else who becomes a Shliach Tzibur has to refuse the initial request by the Gabbai to go and daven. As we're going to learn further in Yerushalmi, I'm not worthy to represent the Tzibur in davening in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh, but if this person who is coming in to pinch hit because the original Baal Tefillah was unable to continue, Zeh lo yisarv, l'fi shekenayu, it is an embarrassment, shetei ha'tefillah mufsekes kol chach, that the tefillah should be split and that no one is davening in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Continues the Mishnah, u'mei ayin humasl, or the girsa of the Charedim is, mei heichon humasl, where does the second
one who's coming up to be the Shliach Tzibur, from where does he begin? Mitchilas bracha shetazah. He begins from the beginning of the bracha where that one made a mistake. And the Charedim says, Afal pi, in the name of Rabbeinu Yoina, Afal pi shloita ela b'saifa. He skipped something, maybe only skipped part of the bracha. So I would think maybe the one who's coming, the replacement, should start from the word that he skipped. No, Tzorach Lachzor LaHaskel, he has to go back, the second one, to the beginning of the bracha, which the other one made a mistake in.
The Gemara will now give the reasons for Ha'im Ralkan Sipriya Gira Chamecha. We've already seen the reasons in the Bavli, when we were learning the Pnei Moshe. However, the Yerushalmi offers what appear to be different reasons. And the Yerushalmi begins with a machlokes in what the shita of Rav Simon was. This is a machlokes between Rav Pinchas and Rabbi Yossi. Begins the Gemara. Our girsa, as the Pnei Moshe tells us, and also in the Shini Nischois and Ois Aleph, not Rabbi Yitzchak, but Rav Pinchas b'shem Rav Simon, the reason why because this person is like protesting against the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's saying, Al Kan Sipur Igi Rachamecha, you had mercy on the nest of a bird, but Val Oisoya Ishu Lo Igi Rachamecha, but on myself, the one who's giving this tefillah, you didn't have rachmanis on me. So the Yifei Mara asks, and what would be if the person would speak out beferish as the Pnei Moshe, the first Pnei Moshe that we learned inside, explained, what does it mean, O'im al-Kan Sipur Yagir Rechamecha? So he explained, Kimoi Shehigir Rechamecha Kain Sipur V'gozar Tolei Sikur Chaim Al-Abonim Kain Chus V'rachem Oleinu. So here, what kind of complaint does he have against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's saying, just like you had mercy on the bird, have mercy on us. So he's beferish saying that, I know you had mercy on the bird, have mercy on us. What would be wrong with that? What is the kore tigar on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Yifei Mare, that even if he would say the tefillah outright, not just Al-Kain Sipur Yagir Rachamecha, but he would spell it out, it's still, if you think about it, it's protesting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because what is it saying? It's saying, you Hashem, we know you have mercy on the bird. I don't know that you have mercy on man. My tefillah is that we shouldn't be worse than a bird. We should also be like a bird, that you should have mercy on us. And the truth is that an Adam that has seichel, that has ruchnius, certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu has more rachamim for an Adam than for a behemoth or an oif. And therefore, in his tefillah, he's actually protesting the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's Mishaskin, I say. And even if he would spell out exactly the tefillah as the Pnei Moshe elaborates on the tefillah, that wouldn't help, because in his tefillah there is a silent protest that a bird is better than a person. So this is the shita of Rav Pinchas in the name of Rav Simon. But however, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rav Simon, Rabbi Yossi in the name of Rav Simon, he heard a different reason from Rav Simon. And we're goris here, as it is in the brackets, kinno sen kitzvah l'midais of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person says these words, it is as if he's giving a limit to the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we're going to see further in Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yossi, in the name of Rabbi Simon, had a different girsa in the Mishnah. Not al kain sipur yagir rechamecha, but ad kain sipur yagir rechamecha. As it says here further, ad kain sipur yagir rechamecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you only had rachmanis up to the bird. There's a machlokis, what Rabbi Yossi means. Does he mean starting from the lowest, most vulnerable creature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a insect, up till a bird, but not anything beyond a bird, not anything stronger than a bird, or the opposite? From the strongest animal in the world, from a lion, from a tiger, until going down ad kain sipur, but nothing lower, a weak creature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's lower than a bird, that's more defenseless than a bird, on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on that weak creation, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had no mercy.
But either way, we're making kitzvah l'midais of Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu. Either Hashem had mercy from the lowest insect up to the bird, but not further, or Hashem had mercy from the strongest creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the strongest animal, down to a bird, but not anything further than a bird. And the truth is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim is al kol b'riyosav, on all his creations. He doesn't distinguish. And not like this person who's saying, according to the girsa that Rabbi Yossi had in the Mishnah, ad kein sipor yagi rachamecho. And the Mefarshim point out that this second reason that the Yerushalmi is telling us here in the name of Rabbi Yossi is similar to what we quoted before from the Bavli in Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, that your matil kinna b'maisa bereishis, by saying that Hashem has mercy only on some creations and not on others, that itself is causing jealousy between the different creations. Is tanoi, there were some tanoim, tani al, who had the girsa in the Mishnah, like we have it, ha'oimer al kein sipur yegi rachamecha. Ve'is tanoi, there were other tanoim, tani ad, who had the girsa until a kein sipur. Man demar, the one who's omar, who says al mesayei l'Rav Pinchas. That is a proof to Rav Pinchas that the problem is that the person is protesting the midas of Hashem that he likes birds better than people. Uman de Amar, man de Mar Ad, who had the girsa Ad Mesayel Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi's reason that he's doing a kitzvah, he's doing a limit to the rachmanis of Hashem, because Hashem has rachmim al kol ma'isov. Now we have a piece in the Yerushalmi which we do not find in the Bavli, and actually there is a problem with this piece, and it, perhaps that's why it is not found in the Bavli. Am Rabbi Yossi Rabun, loy avdin tavus. People who do the following do something incorrectly. They're not doing it correct. She'oisin l'midais v'shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim. They're making Hashem's midos, his ways, that what motivates Hashem is because he has mercy. And as we'll see from the next piece of the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Rabun is saying that these people understand that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on a bird in the mitzvah of Shluach HaKein, so too he's teaching man that you should have mercy. And the ways of Hashem have nothing to do with mercy. They are laws, they are gzeiros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similarly, the Elain Dimitargimin, those translators who, as the Mefarshim explained, before they would translate the following pasuk, they would make Agdama, and they would say, Ami b'nei Yisrael, my nation b'nei Yisrael, Kimo da'ano rachman, just like I, Hashem, have mercy, I'm merciful, b'shmaya in heaven, kach to heaven rachman v'aretz, so you too should have mercy in the earth. In what respect? Concerning the pasuk, turta, that a shor, an ox, a rechila, or a seh, a sheep, yasa it v'yaspara, and its offspring, loisichsun, you should not do shchita, you should not slaughter tarvei, and both of them b'yom echad, in the same day. So before they would read this pasuk in the Torah and translate it, they would give an introduction. Now what's the reason for this mitzvah? Because Hashem wants to teach man that just like I am merciful, you should be merciful. You want a shecht, a mother and a child in the same day? No, leave it over. And that is the same thing by Shluach HaKein. You want to take the mother and the offspring? No, shoo away the mother and just take the offspring. So in both of these cases, like Avdin Tavos, they're not doing correctly to translate and give that introduction. Shein Ois Midos V'Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachman, because they're saying that the purpose of these mitzvahs are that Hashem wants to teach man to have rachamim. The problem with this Gemara is that the Ramban, as we mentioned earlier in the Shir, in Parshas Ki Tse, says distinctly that this, in fact, is the reason for the mitzvah of Shliach HaKan. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach man to be merciful, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu had mercy on the bird. Just like Hashem had mercy, he wants to teach us to have mercy. That's why, really, Hashem doesn't have mercy on a bird. Really, Hashem gives over animals to be slaughtered, to be used for the pleasure of mankind. But at the midst of Shluach HaKein, he wanted to teach man, you should have mercy. Don't take everything in one day. So this Gemara, this Rishami, would seem to contradict the Ramban in Parshas Kisetzeh, who says that in fact that's what Hashem wants to do with the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. And perhaps this is the reason why it is not found in the Bavli, because the Bavli says it's only wrong to say that Hashem had mercy on a bird. That's not the point. Hashem didn't have mercy on the bird when man could have pleasure. Animals and birds are given over to the pleasure of man. Hashem is trying to teach the human to have mercy. And here the Yerushalmi says that even that goes into Shehein Oysim Yidais of Shal Kaddish Baruch Hu Rachamim, and that's not the purpose of the mitzvah. And I saw in the art scroll on 57b2 in variant B that in fact he raises the same difficulty from this Yerushalmi on the Ramban in Parshas Kisetzeh. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Moidim, Moidim, Mishaskin. So if a person says twice Moidim, we tell him to be quiet. Amar Rab Shmuel Rab Yitzchak, Ki Yisacher Pi Doivrei Sheker. That this pasuk in Tehillim Samach Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis is a demonstration of what the problem is when a person says Moedim Moedim twice, because he seems to be thanking and accepting upon himself two deities, and that is apikursis, that is sheker, that is falsehood, and his mouth should be closed, and we shut him, we tell him to be quiet. As we mentioned before, the Yerushalmi holds that this is only a halacha in the Shliach Tzibur. But if a Yachid does this, it's permitted because it is considered that he is demonstrating supplication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he is permitted to say Moedim Moedim twice. Continues the Gemara with the next part of the Mishnah. If somebody went in front of the Oren and he made a mistake. And as we learned, he made a mistake where he's not able to return to the right place. He gets confused and somebody else has to take over. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina b'shem Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel says, Tov b'shalosh baruch hayos harishonos. What happens if either a yachid made a mistake in one of the first three brachas? Or a Shliach Tzibur made a mistake and he had to be replaced. So where does he go back to? Let's say he skipped the second bracha. Does he go back to the beginning of the second bracha? No, he goes back to the beginning of Shemayin Esrei. Chayzer B'tchila. Why? Because the first three brachas are considered one unit. It's a unit of giving praise to Hashem. And therefore, if somebody makes a mistake in the middle of the first three brachas, it's as if he's making a mistake in the middle of a bracha. And if he makes a mistake in the middle of a bracha, we learned in the Mishnah, Me'ayin Humaskal, Mitchilas Bracha Shatazeh. You go back to the beginning of that bracha. But since the first three brachas are considered like one bracha, if you make a mistake in any of those three brachas, you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Ada Bar Barchana, Ada the son of Barchana, said in the name of Geneva, who said it b'shem Rav, Ta b'sholosh brachas achroines, choyzer lavoid. If he made a mistake in the last three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, then he goes back to the Ritzei, to the beginning of that unit, because the last three brachas, beginning with Ritzei, are also one unit of thanking, of praising and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he does for us. So Memela, if you make a mistake anywhere in those last three brachas, it is like making the mistake in the middle of a bracha, and then you go back to the tchila of that bracha, which here is the beginning of the unit of the three brachas, which is Ritzei. Rav Chelboy said in the name of Rav Huna, who said it in the name of Rav, both halachas that we learned before, Tov b'shalosh brachas harishonos chayzer b'tchila. If he made a mistake in one of the three brachas, that's a unit, and he goes back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. If he made a mistake b'shalosh brachas achronos in the last three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, chayzer l'avoda, he goes back to the unit of avoda, which is ritzei. He goes back to the beginning of that unit. Tov ein yodei eichon tor, which is like saying heichon tor. He made a mistake. He doesn't know where he made a mistake. He doesn't know where he's up to. So chayzer l'makom habarla, he should go back to the part of Shemoneh Esrei that he knows for sure that part I said already. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, his mind took him on an adventure. As a famous story, after somebody finished Shemoneh Esrei, once the Rav came over to him and gave him Shalom Aleichem. And he said, what do you mean Shalom Aleichem? I haven't gone anywhere in the last 10 months. he said, it looked like you were heavily thinking about something. I assume that you were all over the world on a trip and you just landed, you came back, I gave you Shalom Aleichem. So, Tov Eini Yadei Eichon Tov, he doesn't know where he even made the mistake, he doesn't know where he's up to. So he should go back to that part of Shemoneh Esrei where he knows for sure. I remember the last bracha that I remember for sure saying is Atochein Olam Das. That bracha I finished. I don't know about anything after that. So you should go back to the bracha after Atochein Olam Das and continue Shemoneh Esrei from there. The Gemara now will bring a story, which Be'ezrus Hashem, we will start the next shiur with.